Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Yes, it is me. I'm about two octaves lower than usual. But we're going to continue today. We have Melody Cederstrom with us, and as soon as we get our prayer, we're going to go right to Melody. This morning, the president is going to be voted in the House. They're going to vote about the impeachment. And he sent out a request this morning. This should never happen to another president. Say a prayer. And now, my interpretation of that is not necessarily pray for him, but pray for this nation in the future, because this is setting a precedence that is not good. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, O Lord, we once again enter your courts, thankful to you for all you have provided and for your watch care over our lives. I ask, O God, that you heal my body of whatever bug has attacked it. Help me to recoup and get back to your work with enthusiasm. I ask, Father, that you watch over and keep safe President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. May you bring to them people who always seek your will and your guidance. May they lead in prayer and righteousness. I ask, too, that you keep their families all safe. I pray for this nation, Lord, that we will soon be the prodigals who have returned to you, allowing you to lead our lives and keep us from the evils of this world. Bless today's show. Thank you for Melody Cederstrom and her business, Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Guide her as she leads today's show and as she works with your people in her business. For such a time as this, I pray. Amen. I text Melody this morning letting her know that I barely have a voice and that she was going to have to kind of lead it today. And yes, we are aware that there is a circus in D.C. and there is going to be a vote on the president's impeachment today. And Melody normally put out a teaser. I really didn't know at the time what we were going to talk about, so I just told Rudy, just put out, so you want to impeach the president. That's all we teased out with today. How are you doing? I hope you're better than I am.
Well, I am. Allergies are going around. I got a little bit of a bug on that, but I've been where you've been.
Ouch.
Doing radio shows, programs when you can barely talk, but... as they used to say in good old Hollywood, the show must go on, or wherever say that.
I think it was vaudeville, wasn't it? I don't know.
Anyway, whatever.
The show must go on.
But well, pardon?
There is a lot going on, that's for sure.
There really is, and of course, I'm really not sure if the nation is in tune to what's going on in Washington, or most of our listeners are, of course, and because that's what we talk about, and that's what they're interested in, and they're very, you know, educational and know what's going on. And today would also be a good day for calls, you know, since, you know, so I would say we would welcome callers. And
I'm going to give that number.
Yes.
Give that run. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And before we proceed with all that you have, I was going to say this came just before we went on the air. And Representative Biggs from Arizona, he opened up with a motion to adjourn.
He did. I saw that.
Thought that was kind of humorous. Way to get started there. Anyway,
you know,
take the lead here.
Yeah, I know. It's you know, it's a circus as usual, and you know I'm not even gonna, you know, again, we have the callers and so forth, but I'm gonna go back and let the listeners know we have gold today. You know, it's still building a nice strong base around that 1470. 70, 75 level. We have a little pressure on it today. I think the markets are just going to be a little bit on the quiet side. You have a little bit of strength in the dollar. So, you might see a little more weakness on gold, because usually when we see a little bit of strength in the dollar, we see the weakness in gold. But I think it's building a fairly strong base here at these levels. Predictions for next year, gold prices, we're looking anywhere from, you know, 1600, 1700. And I believe this, those numbers are correct, but those are also numbers where it's business as usual, like today. So if something from left field, of course, comes, you know, in regards to what I believe is a country too much in debt, debt that can't be paid. We do have an election year, so that makes everything different. We would see much higher prices. I mean, gold and silver are so underpriced at this moment. And I go back to the statement from the chairman of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, two, 3 years now? He said gold should be trading at $5,000 and $6,000 then, just based on all the geopolitical problems in the markets and the debt and so forth in economies around the world. And things have not gathered too much steam from that moment. I mean, as far as, you know, the great economy is knocking out all the problems that we have. So by now, if he said gold was $5,000 or $6,000 then, well, maybe it should be $7,000 and $8,000 by now, because I think I have seen a deterioration in global calm. I mean, there's just chaos everywhere. It's interesting, Beth, and see if I can pull this. I don't want to talk about climate change. Here we go. French strikers.
We did that yesterday.
Oh. French strikers. I mean, they've been demonstrating for 2 weeks, and France's warring trade unions defended their decision, and they cut power to thousands of homes, companies, and even the Bank of France, to force the government to drop a wide-ranging pension reforms. Now, the power cuts added to it, you know, added to the chaos. This is the second week of nationwide strikes that have crippled their transport. It has shut down schools. It brought about 500,000 people into the streets against the President Macron's reform. On a French radio program where the power cut, they were asked about the power cuts, which basically is illegal under French law, weren't a step too far. Philippe Martinez, doesn't sound like a French name to me, but is the head of the hardline CGT union, said that the cuts were necessary to force Macron to back down. And Macron wants to turn the myriad of the French pension system into a single points-based one, and that would force employees at state-backed companies such as the National Railways Company, SNCF, or power utility EDF, who currently enjoy more generous pension plans than the private sector workers, to work longer. And the train drivers at these companies can retire at 50.
Wow.
Where if you're in the private sector, you got to work all the way to 62. So,
oh,
but the point of all this is like, well, who cares about, you know, the French pension funds and so forth? Well, we're going to experience the same thing here in the States. That's why it's important, because we have pension plans. They're underfunded.
Yes.
There were promises that were made that can't be kept, won't be kept. And you're going to see people who are expecting generous pension plans have them cut. And I think they're going to react in a much similar way. And it's just another part of, you need to get prepared and make sure when these pension plans and everything else do become adjusted and rewritten. And defaulted on. You're prepared.
I'm going to give the phone number. We're headed into a break. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. We're visiting with Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. DGScoins.com is her website, and we will be right back.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. As you can tell, if you're one of my affiliates out there, we're having some technical difficulties. I guess I'm not the only one with a little epizootis in the throat or something. Anyway, the equipment didn't fire like it's supposed to, so be patient with us. We're trying to figure it out. Melody, we are back. I'm going to give the phone number one more time. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. You know, we were talking about France, and we've seen some of that striking here, but not in the not exactly at the level that they are having it there. And we do know that our government's not above doing certain things, just like Macron. He's pretty corrupt, and some of the things that he was doing. But what we see happening overseas, we're going to see here as well, and we just need to be made aware of it. And I had not seen some of that, Melody, so thank you for bringing that to us.
Sure, and I think it's because I think everybody would have to agree. I mean, everybody believes we're in a great economy. Everybody believes, you know, everything's better than what it was. Of course it is. But where are we really, and how did we get there is the biggest question. Now, did we get there on really true strength and strong building blocks so that we can maintain a good economy, or has it been built on paper-thin legs based on debt, and that, you know, the strongest wind comes along and we're going to be derailed? You know, there's more and more, and, you know, I see on a lot of the mainstream media that, you know, there was all these predictions of a recession this fall. Well, the numbers are there to point to those recessions, and those numbers wouldn't be there pointing to a recession if they, I mean, some of them, yeah, they probably are made up out of thin air, just like the good numbers, like the last jobs report, I believe was created out of thin air. I do not believe there were 266,000 jobs created. Let's really look at the numbers, break it down, see where they were going, and you know, what were the true numbers and so forth. I mean, there was a report out of Chicago Business newspaper, North America's biggest truck makers, and I don't mean to be all gloom and doom by any means. We have a lot to be thankful for, and we do, as you said, we keep praying to go on. But we got to take a look at some of these other things too. And North America's biggest truck makers and their suppliers are firing thousands of workers as orders dry up amid a glut of big rigs. Navistar International Corp will reduce global employment by more than 10%. The Lisle, Illinois-based manufacturer slashed its forecast for 2020 revenue to below the lowest estimate among analysts surveyed by Bloomberg, and their shares plunged more than 10%, and that was the biggest drop since October last year. Navistar follows truck engine maker Cummins, which announced plans in November to dismiss 2,000 salaried employees as part of the $300 million cost-cutting effort next year. Meritor, Inc., which in September flagged $20 million in severance costs linked to restructuring. The component supplier expects to be completed by the end of next year. So, you know, these trucking companies ordered too many vehicles, and I think, you can point it all back to the tax cuts, repatriating money and so forth they had, and they went out and, you know, they went deeper and deeper into debt, thinking that everything was going to,
right,
you know, pay for itself, and then it doesn't.
You know, I've noticed some things, and maybe you have too. A couple of weeks ago, I was singing, thank goodness it's not this weekend, I was singing in a community choir, and I needed some black shoes, so I'm looking for some black shoes, and I go into the local Dillard's in Jeff City. Now, I don't go in there very often, but I went in there, and I didn't know what happened to Dillard's. It's a mess.
Yeah.
It just looked like clothes everywhere. There's very few people to wait on you. It wasn't unorganized. It was totally unorganized. Well, they've turned it into a warehouse.
Yep.
And so has Pier 1.
Mm-hmm.
So they're obviously, and the dress barns are closing everywhere. And there was one of those in Jeff City. And so you can't look at that, even though the economy is better than what it was, you can't look at that and not understand something's not right yet. It's, you know, we're just not there, and we're not going to get there, you know, as long as we're in this debt and people keep building on it.
And you're right. I went shopping this weekend. I shared my story on my program. I went into Macy's. And I was looking for a checkout counter because I had things in my arm I was carrying around. It was heavy, and I was just going to lay it down. I just needed a couple more things. And I couldn't find anybody. I asked the woman at the perfume counter, the cosmetics counter. She says, well, we only have four checkouts, one at the major entrance. They have four major entrances, one at each one. And I said, are you serious? And usually the cosmetic area at Christmas time, I mean, that's where all the men go to buy their wives gifts. Perfume,
exactly.
Other than the jewelry store, but they get lots of perfumes. And it was quiet, and there was no one there.
And
that was
the thing at Dillard's.
Yeah.
There is no cosmetic area. It's all just wall-to-wall, rack-to-rack clothes, and where they had the shoes were, they just look like they're metal frames with plywood on them, and they just had a shoe, you know, pair of shoes thrown here or there. I mean, it was just a mess. And I didn't know where I was. But my daughter-in-law told me, well, they've turned it into an outlet store is what they've done. And she said they did the same thing to Pier 1. Now, I haven't been in Pier 1 yet. But it's just, you can't see these things and not understand we're not there yet. The economy is not perfect yet.
And what we hear all the time is, well, these brick-and-mortar stores, you know, they can't compete anymore because everybody is shopping online. I don't believe – see, my theory behind that this whole time has been it's all by design. You can't tell me – yeah, and debt. You can't tell me that if you didn't have service in these stores and merchandise – that people can go and look, you can't tell me that those stores would not be busier and maintain a profit against the online shopping. Because online shopping really isn't fun anymore. I don't know. I guess people do like to exchange and send things back. I don't. It seems like every time I buy something online anymore, it's, you know, I have to return it. And, you know, I don't have time for that. I'd rather go into the store and look, but I also want... You know, I don't want somebody following me around to see if I need help, but I don't want to have to, you know, go to a far other entrance that I didn't go into in order to check. You know, it's and the merchandise, like you said, they don't have anything.
No, it was, well, I guess if I really wanted, but I was looking for one thing in specific, specifically, and they didn't have that, and so I went on to someplace. We do have a caller. We have Michelle from Missouri. Michelle, how are you today?
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Listen, I was watching PBS about a month ago, and they were interviewing a company, seems like it was called Global Green, and he was talking about, oh, yeah, well, they're going to hire us, the government's going to hire us, and we're going to come in, and we're going to show them how they can branch out and how they can go global green. And then they said, well, how's that going to be funded? And they said, well, we're going to fund it through the pension retirement funds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There you go.
No kidding.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's
right up, straight up, you know, they're just telling you how they're going to do it. They're showing, you know, this guy, and he's going to come in there and, you know, just show the government all these different avenues and branches they can create to create this global green, and they're going to fund it with the retirement pension funds. That's all I was going to say. I just
well,
couldn't believe it. But,
thank you,
yep.
Michelle. Thank you.
They're
Michelle.
Not trying to
Merry
hide
Christmas.
It.
No, they're not.
Not anymore.
Nope.
So
what,
no, because everybody's
Brownfield
accepted. Everybody's accepted the idea that they can go into these accounts, just like they've done Social Security. Yeah. How do you think Clinton was able to fund everything that he did? Why do you think there's so many IOUs in our Social Security?
He supposedly had a surplus. That was our Social Security,
that
I
was
think.
Our Social Security.
And now, yeah. Okay, I hear the music. We're headed into a break. Again, we're welcoming calls this morning at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Congress, they are the best procrastinators ever, and they've got a job to get done today. And then they have to go home here real quick. So they've got plenty to do, and I want to talk about that with Melody when we come back. 877-895-5410. Discount gold and silver trading. Visit Discount Gold and Silver by going to DGScoins.com and give her a call at 1-800-375-4188 in her office. 1-800-375-4188. Melody and Beth Ann will be right back.
I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
for such a time as this. We know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home? There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. CSC Talk Radio is making available 2 pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Again, I apologize to all those who are listening. I have a, I don't know what I've got, but I've got a one of the worst sore throats I think I've had since my oldest granddaughter was just a baby. And I was so sick when I was supposed to be babysitting her, I couldn't do it. I couldn't go to work. And I was in bad way. But I'm getting better. I went home, slept it out the last couple of afternoons, and I feel more rested, but I don't feel achy like I was, but I still don't have much voice. But we were talking when we went into the break, and again, on the phone number, your calls are we're open for your calls at 877-895-5410. Welcome was the word I was trying to say. 877-895-5410. You sent me this article from The Hill, the federal government's nonstop spending binge continue. Will it? Will it continue? Well, of course it will, because they have to do that. But here we are. They're coming down to the last minute once again, and they're going to have to do something to keep that government funded, because Lord help us all if they have to go home.
Oh, I know, and it's, I mean, it used to be the Republicans that were, you know, and if anybody thinks the Republicans are any different today than they were, you know, 4 years ago, you know, I don't think they are, but they certainly threw out their one trait of being fiscally responsible, or at least they would, you know, let us believe that they were concerned about, you know, our budgets and our you know, and it's just a joke anymore. But we all know that they have to just keep doing what they're doing just to keep everything going. And I spoke to a woman this weekend, and we were talking about what was going on, and I was telling her some of the signs that I see that are huge cracks. And we never know when things are going to hit us and so forth. That's why they're called black swans and surprises and everything. And she says, you know, she says, I just want everything just to, they need to do whatever they're doing. I don't care what they're doing, just so I can stay in my spot. Just so I
wow.
can, yeah, I know. And I think, but that, I think that's the general consensus of the people of this country. Just keep doing what you're doing. I don't care what you're doing, as long as at least I'm working and we're able to continue to do as we are today. It's not, are we better off than we were, you know, are we better off today than we were 4 years ago or 3 years, whatever. I think it's more today. I just want to be where I am now. So just do what you're doing. I don't care what you're doing.
And that's kind of a selfish attitude.
Well,
but
you know
I
what?
Think,
because
I get what
think,
your point
you know,
is.
We're all, we also have a world of baby boomers,
oh,
and we have a
yes,
lot of
we,
the, we have a lot
a
of folks, yeah, that are on fixed incomes, and they can't, they don't want their standard of living decreased, but it's going to happen. So I think in that, and this is what she was. You know, she was in that area, fixed income, although she was wealthy. She didn't want all that to change. She wants to stay exactly, you know. So it is selfish. But on the other hand, you know, it's the world we live in, and I think we live in a selfish world.
Well, I think
we wouldn't be here where we're at.
One characteristic of a conservative is they just want to be left alone. They don't want somebody telling them what to do all the time and this and that. And I think people are sick of politics. That's all we hear day in and day out. We're sick of the D.C. occupiers. And I kind of get what she says. Just do whatever and leave me alone. You know?
Yeah, just keep it as it is. Don't take my money.
But it can't stay there. It can't
stay there. That's what they're doing. In order to keep it going as it is, they're going to end up taking your money anyway. So,
yeah.
To keep it going.
Yeah.
But everybody thinks that government is different. They're separate. And they can create this money, and it's not our money that they're creating. It's a separate, it's government money that they're creating. And it's just like, it boggles the mind how people think that there's a disconnect from the government and the people. And they must really believe that by government just printing money, it's not going to affect us at all. It's bizarre. But,
yeah,
and these are educated
separate,
people.
That's for sure.
Pardon?
What's that?
And these are educated
not...
people.
Oh, yeah. The government can't give you anything until it takes it away from someone else.
That's correct.
And you eventually will be that someone else they take it away
yep.
from. Because
absolutely.
That's just the way it is.
So to keep this economy going as it is, there's been trillions of dollars pumped into this market to keep it going. Stock markets are high because you have, you know, multi-corporations buying back their shares. You have the Fed that's buying treasuries now. That was once called quantitative easing. Short-term lending overnight, you have the Feds going in there, billions and billions of dollars every night. It's supposed to go on for 2 weeks. It's been going on since the middle of September.
I have an article here where this guy is in trouble. His name is Janardan Nellore, N-E-L-L-O-R-E. He's 42 years old. He's a software engineer. He was employed by Palo Alto Networks from 2012, and he is accused. He did something really, really bad. He is accused of making illegal stock trades based on confidential information he gleaned about company performances. So he gained $7 million. He's in trouble. He'll end up going to prison for that. But we've got those D.C. occupiers that said, you know, it's okay if we do that. And they
yeah.
do it day in and day out.
Day hand
taking
in hand.
The money away from everyone. Yeah. So
yeah.
I just thought that was interesting.
Because, it is.
You know, normal people get in trouble for it, but not the D.C. occupiers. That's you know, that's one of their perks. They're allowed to cheat, have inside trading.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, but everybody recognizes it anymore. But, you know, it's going to have to play itself out. And I'm a belief that, you know, it's all, you know, you always want to have hope in everything and hope that there's going to be changed. But don't fall into that hope without really looking at reality. And in order, before we can get to that hope, the reality is going to have to strike. And it's just as simple as that.
Well, it doesn't take a mathematic genius or an economic
no.
genius to know that as long as this debt is dangling like it is and increasing, something's going to happen. When it will happen, we don't know, but something will eventually happen.
So whether it's in our lifetime, your children's lifetime, your grandchildren, it's going to happen. It's going to affect your family one way or another. And what concerns me, the reason I believe, it's a little bit closer other than everything else that's going on, is because you don't have anyone talking about it. Because you don't have anybody saying, well, you know, maybe we have to do something. You know, you don't have anybody arguing or debating. It's just, they just opened the floodgates.
Well, that's
just
something
that's
got
what
to
I
do.
Believe is why we're a little bit closer to having some sort of, and could it be the end of all end financial calamities? Maybe not. You know, we might have another, you know, one like we had in 2008, but so we'll see. Now, President Trump did say last year that he would never sign another bill that he signed last year. So it'll be interesting to see if he signs this one.
Well, it'll be very interesting, and they really. I was upset with him for signing it last year, but I know that they just keep pushing it. You know, they just keep pushing him up against the wall. And somebody's got to start pushing back, and it's got to be the American people, Melody. It's got to be.
But you know what? It isn't even President Trump. It's just a situation. They're not willing
exactly.
to, because once it's if he didn't sign it, then we would have that calamity, and no one is willing.
And we are headed into a break. Your calls are welcome if you're real quick at 1-800-895-5410. We will be right back.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Liberty Oil Field Services brings you the following fracking facts. Did you know fracking is the reason America is now number one in oil and natural gas production? Thanks to the fracking industry, America's energy is more efficient, more affordable, and our air is cleaner. America is now exporting fuel and making America great again. Fracking is not the enemy of America. The Dems want to ban our natural resources for the sake of climate change, but banning fracking would knock America back to being dependent on other countries for our energy. So, America is fueling up with fracking. This message is brought to you by the best darn frack company, period, Liberty Oil Field Services. Learn more about fracking at libertyfrack.com. Liberty Oil Field Services, bringing America home with life, liberty, and fracking. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have Neil from Missouri. Neil, we are in the final segment of today's show. He has a question for you, Melody.
Yeah, what are all these poor people going to do when the economy collapses? You know, I mean, the economy for them has already collapsed. We deal with a lot of poor and homeless down here at the church. And, you know, they supplement their few hundred dollars a month they get in disability with, you know, scrap metal. Well, scrap metal prices have fallen through the floor. You know, they're getting nothing for scrap. They can't even afford to get it to the scrap yard now because gas costs more than what they get out of the scrap metal.
Yeah.
What do you think they're going to do?
Well, our people, the ones we're helping, you know, we've got them places out in the woods. We haul in pallets. They build frames, and we get tarps for them. Lumber companies throw a lot of that away, you know, tarps and pallets. And so they build these little tarp buildings out in the woods, and they get their water from the local springs. And when the economy collapses, it's really not going to affect them a whole lot. You know, I teach them what they can, you know, find in the woods to eat and what have you. You know, we do what we can to help these people, but we can't take on, you know, the huge amount of decrease in their income that's happened due to the collapse. I mean, the economy is already collapsing on them, and rents and real estate prices just keep going up and up and up because of inflation. They can't afford to live anywhere. So, you know, we try to get them out from under bridges and off the streets and into a place of their own and get them something, you know, they can cut wood and to heat their places, and that's all they've got. But with scrap metal prices being collapsed like they are, I think it's mainly because of this trade war with China. So,
okay.
Well, I think what you're doing to help these people is a wonderful thing. But multiply, it sounds like you have a small group. Now multiply that by the thousands of people in those same positions. I believe it will create social unrest. And they have divided this country. It's almost like it's them against us. And there's a lot of anger out there. And sometimes the poorer the people are, sometimes they're the ones, not always, and you know, you could probably argue they fare because their life doesn't really change that much. Their government subsidies might disappear and they're going to shrink, but they've already learned how to live and do things and find ways to help. And I think churches will become, maybe this is a way where churches will, you know, change also. But that's how it used to be. I mean, your communities helped people. Your communities come together in times of stress, and I think Americans do. We do help one another. And so you'll see a lot of that. You'll see a lot of things happen. So
in the meantime, while the poor people's incomes are decreasing, the Fed's just got 12 weeks paid leave.
Yep.
All your federal employees now, they get 12 weeks paid paternity or maternity
leave. Parental. I argued about that the other day on my program.
Yeah, they could take paid leave. I mean, they could take leave, but it wasn't paid before. Now they've passed the
government needs to
pay for
government needs to get out of business. And that is, anytime government gets involved, you know, if anybody thinks government is getting smaller, it's not. It's getting bigger. And it's going to hurt the medium-sized companies. It's going to hurt small businesses because they'll be forced. And I'm sorry that if you're planning on having a baby, this should all be into your plan as far as how you're going to cope and how you're going to bond with your child. But no one really addresses the problem. You know, at one time, the husband, well, nowadays not everybody has a husband, but in the old days, you know, husbands, you only needed one income. The mother got to stay home. But inflation, our fiat dollar, people couldn't afford to do that anymore. And that's why it's the purchasing power of the money. Our dollars have gotten weaker. It buys less. It forced the women to go to work to sustain their livelihoods, their family livelihood. And it's and it keeps getting harder and harder. And you look at health care and everything. So it's okay. I understand it, but yes, government needs to get out of people's lives.
Thank you very much, Neil, for your call. We are just about out of time. I'm going to turn this over to Melody. I'm going to tell you Merry Christmas because I think this is the last chance you get to be on before Christmas. So.
Well, Christmas is next Wednesday, is it not?
I know.
Well, Merry Christmas to you and all your lovely listeners.
Well, thank you. We wish you a very Merry Christmas as well.
Thank you. Any special plans?
My family won't be coming in until the weekend after Christmas. And so I'm still got a few more days to get well and get some things done.
Well, good. That's right. You're the one that keeps your Christmas decorations up till what, the end of February?
January, something like that. Yep, that'd be me.
That's you.
That would be me. So, anyway, I just didn't know what you had, if you had any kind of special between now and then. I mean, it's getting pretty darn close to Christmas right now, so.
Yeah, no, it's really about how people want to protect their purchasing power and those who have retirement accounts and pension plans. You know, I mean, you know, if you're, you know, 80, maybe you don't, you know, it's maybe you're not thinking about yourself, but think about your children if you have things that you were going to leave them. You know, if you're going to transfer your wealth to your children or to your grandchildren, what's the best way to do that? And truly it is through gold and silver because it's going to protect that purchasing pot, it's going to protect your wealth that you distribute. And so, again, it's pension plans, retirement accounts, distribution of wealth to your family. These are things that you need to think about. And what's the best way to preserve it? Not should these things happen, but when they happen. We just don't know when. We just don't know the timing.
Absolutely. But we do know what's going to happen, so you do need to prepare. And let me see if I can't give the number correctly. I really stumbled it up last time. It's 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Be sure to visit our website, Discount Gold and Silver Trading. It's very simple, dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Or you can go to my website and just click on the little icon. It's right there, one of the very first ones at the top there, dgscoins.com. Melody, we got about 30 seconds.
Well, again, I just want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas, and I think it's going to be an exciting 2020.
Oh, yes.
And I'm happy to be here every other Wednesday or whenever I can to share next year with you, Beth. So thank you.
Absolutely. God bless you. Thank you so much.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
She has been a sponsor of this show for several years now and has been very loyal. DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. 1-800-375-4188. And thank you, Melody, for filling in for me today because I have been a little bit under the weather. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, and together we will bring America home.
A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. You can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream.
Ho, ho, ho! There really is a Santa Claus. Bill Federer brings world history to life at Christmas. St. Nicholas, Sinterklaas, Santa Claus. Discover the story of Nicholas, a 3rd century bishop of Myra, Asia Minor, known as Turkey today. There is a great history behind our Christmas traditions, Christmas trees, carols, Kris Kringle creche scenes, poinsettias, and so much more. Relive Christmas past from Columbus to our U.S. presidents. Visit Valley Forge, the Great Depression, the Korean War, and World War II. There really is a Santa Claus. $24 will put this book in your mailbox. Share your new knowledge with friends and family this Christmas. Send $24 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or go to csctalkradio.com. Just $24. There really is a Santa Claus.
Ho, ho, ho!
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.